It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, all my pretty pesties everywhere, to another episode of Pestrogen Podcast. My name is Jenny, and I am here with the beautiful, the amazing Candace. How are you, Candace?
Hello, I am doing good. And for all of our viewing audience, notice your background's a little different there.
It is.
And your shirt's a little different. So was this the amazing surprise you had to tell everybody about?
Yes, the reveal.
Yay!
Yes. Yes, I have switched companies, and I'll go into it further, but yeah, it's been a week. Oh my god.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
Yeah. How's your week been?
It's not been too bad. I like literally looked back through my week to see if like I had anything crazy go on. Nothing really insane. Have a little bit here and there, but we'll get into. But other than that, like Saturday I got to take Kyra to the airport, and they'll be joining you out in your neck of the woods for a week. Well, not joining you, but you know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, Kyra will be in Columbus, Ohio.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Again.
Your baby's flying away.
I know. Turd.
Right. At least she's coming to, like, I don't know, out in the corn.
Right?
But
yeah, so I do that Saturday, and then next Thursday she'll be coming back. Well, it technically arrives at like 12 something Friday morning.
Okay.
So I'll be driving back up to Portland Thursday and picking her up, and then sleeping in a hotel because I ain't trying to drive home after working Thursday, then driving 4 hours to get to Portland and driving 4 hours back. No, I'm good.
I do not blame you.
That's I'm doing the same thing this weekend. Jude's coming with me because the hotel that I rent has a pool in it. So he's like, I'm going to go swimming.
Yeah.
He's coming with on the way up there. But he's going to stay here and help Brandon work next Friday.
Okay. That's awesome.
It'll be fun. Well,
right. You got all kinds of plans and babies flying away.
Nothing fun for me. I just get to chauffeur it all.
Right. That's pretty much parenthood, isn't it?
Pretty much. And Kyra has a car and a license, and I'm sure could drive up there because she's driven I-5 with me as the passenger before. I don't want her car left at the airport because we left Brandon's car at the airport when we flew to Indianapolis and came back with a huge freaking dent in his car. That we didn't notice for months and months and months, but that's the only thing that we can think of is something happened when it was at the airport.
Dang.
So I'm like, yeah, let's not do that again.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Man, that's crazy.
It was pretty bad.
Dang. But, yeah, my week has been strange. So I'm in Indianapolis now, and that's been wild. But I did switch companies. I miss and love my previous staff and leadership because they were good people. Definitely don't. And this is one of those rare occasions where it's not that I left the people. Yeah. It's more of the atmosphere, or not the atmosphere, because the atmosphere was great.
It's the company's dynamic as a whole.
Right.
Like the working you to the bone.
Absolutely.
Like you said, like you've had great things to say about like your old manager and stuff, like how mm-hmm. he saved you from that like creepy couple.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you've always had good things to say about him. So I know that wasn't the reason. It was literally being worked to the bone. Like,
yeah,
you were up super early, and then the drive, and then the working all day, and then the drive home. You hardly ever got to see your babies. And then you worked on majority of Saturday. So then you didn't get to see him then either.
Exactly. Yeah. The mandatory every other Saturdays, big, big reason why the switch was greatly needed. And then that the hour commutes daily hour commutes. And then just that kind of stuff that they couldn't help. And then some of my lovely coworkers and stuff. So I'll miss them, but now I am with a small suit and the Mr. Overlord of the PCHD realm, our second favorite group.
Number two.
On Pestergen Podcast, you're number two, sorry. But he is now my boss. So
Cheese Dad turned to Cheese Boss.
Cheese boss. And I've had the blessing of being able to go out with him in the field and watching him work his magic of all those years in pest control. I think he's 30 some years in pest control. Watching him talk to clients and stuff, that was a lot of fun.
So, I bet.
And not only just him, but this entire business here has so much expertise. I've been out with several of the gentlemen here and they're amazing. So yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. It's always fun. Like I know a lot of people will dog on like the old boys, you know, cause they're, you know, the typical baseboard jockey, whatever. But to me, it's also like fun because then it's like so much extra information.
Yeah.
Because they have fucking seen it all.
Yeah.
So it's like that weird thing to you that you're like, what the hell do I do? They're just like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I could sit here for hours and listen to all their different stories of shit that's happened to them on the field and stuff. Anytime any of them get going on it, I'm just like, oh, this is going to be good.
Like, you start taking notes.
Yeah.
And start talking about it here. Be like,
yeah.
Don't mind me.
Really, the time that I want to be taking notes or I wish I was recording is when Brad is talking to the client because he uses certain keywords or explains things that are like really easy to understand. And it like, I can see it click in their brain. And I'm like, oh, that was a great way to say that. So, that's that one-on-one client interaction has been cool to watch.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And like the pictures you posted of him taking down that bald face hornet, the funny thing, and someone even said something about it, that it looked like he was dabbing. Because, like, how you got the picture, he's holding it, like, or, like, going like this, pointing, but he's holding this one way over here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it literally looks like he's, like, bam. It was great. I was like, hey, it kind of does look like it. But you could even see it right then that, like, obviously, we can't hear the picture, and you didn't do a video because that's just weird at a client's place.
Right.
But you can just see, like, the look on his face that he loves what he does.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's not like that, ugh, okay, here we go. Yep.
That specific client was literally trembling when he brought it to her to show her. And she was like, trembling. And he's like, it's okay. They're all dead.
They're dead.
It's fine. Yeah, and that's when he was like pointing at it and like showing her the brood level, like the brood cavity and all that stuff. And talking about their life cycle and just all kinds of cool stuff. And I could tell that specific client was just so relieved. And then she was like, let me get some pictures and stuff. And so that was really cool.
That's awesome.
We had fun.
See, that's like people dog on residential so hard. And like you used to do residential, then you did like almost strictly commercial. And now you get to go back to being probably most residential again. So you're going to get that like interaction with the client, not just the contact of the location, but it's like, it's these people's homes, you know, whether it's a homeowner or a tenant, sometimes tenants are annoying, but that's neither here nor there. They still live there. It's still their home.
Right.
You know, so you get to like see that joy on their face that you have solved that problem, especially with bald face hornets, because nobody wants that.
Right. Yes. And what I have noticed from going, so I worked for a company that was, I don't know how to ex- explain it other than in peace in Tales from a Crawl Space terms of a Donnie and Marie company. I don't know how else to explain it.
It's a perfect explanation. And if you don't get it, go figure it out.
Exactly. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, no hate, no dogging on that. It's just that's what I'm talking about. So that company then to a big box and to hear the biggest difference that has made me happy is the ability to take the time to build a relationship with the client. Like when Brad was standing there talking to the lady about the bald face hornets and stuff. Whereas with Big Box, I felt very like, okay, get it done. Go. Show her the nest. Cool. Ditch it. Go. Yep. Like,
look, I did it. Bye.
Yeah. And it's the pressure of that. Because a lot of times, that's kind of why I was out late a lot, was that I ignored that pressure and I still spent that time with the client or whatever. But yeah, so that's, I'm excited to do residential because I have had already in just 1 week, I've had those moments where I can be like, hi, my name is Jenny. And by the end of it, like, I feel like I made a friend. And that's, that's pretty cool.
I love that part. It's just a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And, It really, like, brings you closer to these people. Like, I had one that, at the beginning of the year, she had to suspend her service because her husband lost his job. And I was like, that's cool. I'm not trying to put you out because, you know, he doesn't have a job now. You have, I think he just turned 6. You know, you got a little man. It's all off of your income. Absolutely not. I said, you know, if stuff happens, because they do get like ants inside sometimes. So if you guys start getting some ants or something, just call me, let me know. I'll take care of you. So, you know, she messaged me in February. Yeah, it's actually on Valentine's Day, and told us all, you know, happy Valentine's Day. So I said, you know, same back to her, give her son a hug and her little pup a scratch from me. And then she messaged me today and said that she wanted to restart service. Cool. We got to, so I told her we'd get her in tomorrow afternoon and we'll get it going for her again. Cause apparently there is a rodent in the house now. And I'm like, oh, yay.
Right. Oh, they're just keeping you busy.
Brandon wanted me to let you know that you look badass in your trio shirt.
Yeah.
He was sitting right here next to me a minute ago. Right. So he saw you.
That's awesome.
Thank yeah, he wrote Brandon. That. And then I'm like holding it while I'm telling you the story, trying not to look at it. So when I finished, I like glanced over and was like, oh, okay.
That is Nord as fuck. I love it.
It's what we do.
Right. The love. Yes. That's awesome.
Yes. But our Nord as fuck has trickled off onto our son. And I'm, think I told you this story, but yeah. He went to the river with one of his girl friends, not a girlfriend, but a girlfriend that they've been friends since like the 6th grade. They've always been super close, but with her and a friend that he, another girlfriend that he made during wrestling season, and then a few of the wrestling girls' girlfriends and some other guys that he really didn't know, but they all went to the river together. So him and his friend that he's had since the 6th grade were like laying on like the river's beach, just sunning. And one of the other girls that doesn't know my son asked if they were dating. And, his friend's like, oh yeah, we're just lovebirds. And she goes, you, could do so much better than him. And I'm like, what? And so Jude rolls around onto his stomach, looks at her, and he was, you know, says something to her. I don't remember, but, you know, he's very quick-witted. But some other girl, I think prior to that, had told him that he was really ugly. And he told her, and I quote, the shit that I took this morning was prettier and had more personality than you. I was like, well, damn.
Yep. That's Nord as fuck.
Yeah, he's really quick, but him and Brandon have always bantered back and forth. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't come back with something really quick, Brandon will like come back to him and keep it coming to him until he can think of something. So it's forced him to think quicker. And that's awesome. He does. It's awesome, thanks. Though. Yeah.
Sometimes I wish somebody would have done that with me. Have you ever had that moment where you're like, you had an interaction with somebody and then like an hour later you're like, oh, I should have said that.
Yup.
Fuck like, them.
Damn it. Damn it. I could have. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had that. Cause I mean, I have an older brother, so we kind of did that, but he didn't do it a whole lot. And usually mine was just going, Mom, Mike's making fun of me.
Yeah. That's great. So folks, the reason our episode is called Oops, We Forgot is because, oops.
We forgot. Yeah.
We had an actual topic for this week. We did.
Yes, it was supposed to be the pest is not your problem. We even said it last week that that's what we were going to do. Between Jenny changing jobs and me just being complete space case and not knowing how to do thumbnails at all. We forgot to post about it until this morning.
Yep. We're both just like, oh shit.
Yeah. So we figured we either just do whatever or we just don't do anything. So we decided to grace you with our beautiful presence and do something.
Exactly. It's fine.
We did get a few small stories. We'll ramble on as we have for the last 16 minutes now.
Yeah.
And we'll do what we do.
Exactly. It'll be good times regardless. Oh, yeah. But
any way it goes, we're just happy that you're here.
Exactly.
So I posted that we wanted stories about whatever, no specific topic, just some story that you thought of. And then, so I posted that on the Pestrogen podcast page. So then when I shared it, I shared it with like the context of, like, tell us whatever or something like that. I can't remember my exact wording. So your new boss has to pipe off with, I like cheeseburgers. Thanks, Brad. I'm happy you do.
I can get down with that.
I freaking love your cup. That is too cute.
I stole it off of his desk.
That seems like, yeah, that seems
had
right.
His pins in it, and I washed it.
Wash it out, and like, I'm using this fucker.
I meant to bring my Pestrogen tumbler in, totally. Whoop.
Meh.
It's fine.
It is what it is. We like Wolf. It goes perfectly with our theme is, whoops.
Yeah, exactly. This is a real... real life, fuck it, it's season episode.
It is mm-hmm. season. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yes. I did have a buddy reach out. Chris Yando with a story. Just a random, like Candace said, we just asked people for random stories. He said a funny story he had recently. And I quote, the person said, I paid a crackhead $20 to remove the dead rat in the snap trap. I guess that's the going rate, LOL, he said.
Hey, if I can charge my normal fee for service plus $20 per thing, I'm down. I'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, today I would have gotten... See, normal service, I can't remember off the top of my head. So I'd have gotten an extra $40 out of it.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Right.
Can we do that in a tip?
Yeah. Right. That's awesome. Love it.
So before we get in, because we have one other story, but before we get into that, I want to shout out two great, amazing cheese bags. Both have had shit times these past couple of weeks. First one being our beautiful Candace Renee. Everybody knows that she went through her shit last year. But she kicked the Grim Reaper in the nuts, told him to fuck off, and she's still here and kicking and getting better and just being amazing as always. Right. Well, I think it was, what, the end of last week? I think it was around that time. I can't remember exactly. She had to go back to the hospital because her blood pressure had tanked. She had horrible oxygen saturation. Come to find out, her lungs, and she actually showed us a graph, or like a picture, a graph. It was crazy. But like her lungs, both sides, was just filled with blood clots. And they couldn't give her, like, the normal clot breakers because of her past medical issues. So they had to surgically go in and remove them. She is doing okay. She's doing great, actually. She's back home. She's her crazy, rambunctious, amazing self again. And we love her for it. And once again, she kicked the Grim Reaper in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who she is. And we love her to death for it. Makes me proud to be a Candace.
Yeah, there we go. Our K and our C Candace.
Yeah. And our other one is Rodney Brum, our beautiful, amazing brother up north. He, at the beginning of this week, and I know I love you, Rodney. At the beginning of this week, got bit by, I believe he said it was a pit bull. I know it was a dog, but I think he said it was a pit bull. Obviously, dog bites suck. You know, I know. Yeah. We all know. They suck. And
I was bit by a pit bull. So,
I'm not one to like hate on a breed, but no, it's just yeah, not same. My favorite breed either.
Yeah.
Like I am always, and like I've been bit by my own damn dogs when I was younger. And I had a pit bull when I was a teenager. He was a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
But like random pit bulls, I am always way more leery of.
Oh yeah.
You know, because yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got bit by a pit bull, just messed him up, like, bad. He was hoping to go back out to work, because that's who he is, but ended up going back to the hospital with a major infection, because, well, dog bites suck.
Yeah.
So, now I believe he's on, like, crazy antibiotics, and I know he had, like, an IV drip going earlier. Poor guy. So,
yeah.
I know I told him if I lived closer and, well, was licensed in Canada, I would totally go up there and help him. Because, obviously, he's freaked out right now. He's a one-man show. He's got no money coming in. You know? So, I would totally go and help him. You know? And I told him I would try to live up to his reputation. And then he told me there would be nothing that me or Brandon would have to live up to because we're awesome. And I was like, oh, I love you. Like, look at you still being crazy sweetheart. And you're, like, trying to die on us.
Right.
Okay, I don't think it was that extreme, but still.
Yeah. I messaged him and I said, hey, I know you're going through it right now, but just know that any business you lose during this time of your healing and stuff, your character will shine through and you'll get it all back. Like, I mean...
If he loses business right now, like, obviously, like he said in his video, he's going to understand if people need help, they need help right now, especially for, like, major things like, you know, bed bugs and roaches and stuff. If he can't get it done right now, he can't get it done right now. Brandon, I fucking hate you. Sorry. But his good clients are going to wait for him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if he loses the ones that are just bitching because he's not there on their typical day, he doesn't want them anyways. Because if they're going to freak out over this, knowing he's a one-man show, what else are they going to freak out about? But I don't see it happening. I don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So, I'm glad he's doing better and he needs to take the time to heal.
Yes. Heal up, Rodney and Candace.
And
going to the hospital, both of you.
Right, grounded.
Yeah, you're grounded from the hospital.
You've been
okay, unless you really have to go, but
yeah, you've been pestrogen mom grounded. Yep.
Oh God, I was listening to our episode. I think it was from last week when we were. Oh no, it wasn't last week. It was the one before that. When we were talking about, because it was just like the stuff you can't unhear with the story from Alex Shelby with the damn cats and how we went on like a 5-minute thing of we're not vet professionals. Please feed your cats. I'm like dying in my car sitting in a parking lot and like people are walking by just looking at me and I'm like, yes, I'm laughing at myself. Shut up.
It's fine. It's nice to relive good moments.
Yeah.
Right?
I got in the car earlier and one of them was playing. It was the Trash House Chronicles. And Kyra's like, you listen to your own podcast? Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Right.
Like, me and Jenny are hilarious. Yeah. Of course I listen to it.
Right. And we got to re-listen to it to make sure the stupid stuff that we wanted cut out gets cut out.
Yeah, know? Right. I'm like, Jenny, take that out. Take it down and fix it.
This is why we're not live, like TFTC and...
Yeah, they'll be on tomorrow. Well, yes. By the time you hear this, they'll already be on, but whatever. Oh,
Yeah. And that's another thing is we're recording in the middle of the week now. And that's another reason why we oopsied is because we normally have more time in the middle of the week. So, but yeah, we'll be recording in the middle of the week now because I get off in a normal, decent hour now. So, oh, thank God. So I can record in the middle of the week instead of taking time away from my family. So.
Exactly. That was going to be what I was going to say is you get a whole weekend with your babies and your husband. I'm not taking even an hour out of it. No. You go have fun, enjoy those babies and hug them tight. And then you get to lay down with them every night. Well, the nights that you're home, obviously now, but
yeah,
you know, it's not just a random kiss to the forehead because they're already passed out because you didn't get home until 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. That's The days were much longer, and I felt they were less productive even before. So it's good times.
I know on Monday it was 2 o'clock for me, so it was 5 for you. And I was like, "Are you off work already?" You're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Is it crazy? Is it crazy being off of work at 5 o'clock?"
Yeah. I went to the gym. Oh, I was supposed to take a video for Sean. Frick.
Oh, that you went to the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Because he would be so proud of me. So, Sean, I just want you to know your little sis went to the gym. Be proud.
Nice. Gotta work up them muscles.
Exactly. Speaking of Sean, our big brother, he reached out in regards to the Pestrogen newsletter, and he said at first he was just joking, but then me and Candace got to think about it, and we're like, no, like, it would be super awesome for men input to the Pestrogen newsletter, and we just consider them as Pestrogen supporters, you know, like,
yes,
yeah, that's wonderful.
But the newsletter will never be heavily male influenced. Article-wise.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we can have a couple, whatever, but it's not going to be like, you know, there's 7 articles and 5 of them are done by men. No.
Right. Yes. And a lot of what we want to do is highlight our Pestrogen pretty ladies, pretty pesties.
There you go.
That one. Distributors, anybody who's trying to sell something or, raise funds for stuff, help the Pestrogen community in that kind of way, without making them pay hundreds of dollars to put in an ad.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No.
That's not what we're supposed to. This is an actual support group.
Yes.
Where we actually support each other. So.
Yes. And you can bitch and rant and moan about everything that you want. We have had some crazy ones. We've had some crazy stories. We've had some heartwarming stories. We've had it all in there. And it's great. It just really is great because you know nobody's going to be like, me about it.
Right. That's not professional.
You know what? Sometimes we don't need to be professional. We just need to lay down the law. And as Brandon says, I'm not professional. I'm efficient.
Yes. Efficiently unprofessional. Unless Perfect. I'm on a client's property, then I'm professional.
I'm professional to a point. Like, I'm not going to sit there and, like, drop F-bombs and whatever. But if, like, I need to tell you that what you're doing is causing your problem, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to pussyfoot around it. I'm gonna be like, hey, clean up your stuff, and this will go away. Or it'll help it go away. I'm not going to be like, well, you know, if you really just moved this stuff right here. No, we're not playing that game. Move your shit.
Yeah. Yep. Or, like... You have 17 stops today and, you know, I just don't care. I'm going to the next stop. No.
Yeah. And you don't have that anymore.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And then, so that was Sean Muller of Pest Perspectives. Definitely check out Pest Perspectives.
Yes.
And then, obviously, our gents at TFTC.
Always.
Tales from the Crawl Space. I've got them ripped right there.
Right there.
Right there.
I know, mm-hmm. I have mine up on my fridge somewhere.
Yeah.
They're somewhere.
Yeah.
I still have my koozie that Jack gave me. It's in my car. I've randomly used it because it's like, especially if I have a cold drink and it's like winter, but you know, it's like I needed something cold. I'm like, I don't want my hands freezing. So I'll stick it in there. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And Jack put out a, what is that? What's that called? Like a.
Oh, like the survey thing that he did?
Survey. Yeah. I kept wanting to say summary. Survey.
Well, it's kind of a summary. He's asking like how you found out about him and.
Yeah.
More things you want to hear, less things, you know, how long you've been listening.
Yeah, check that out, guys, because that helps them cater their content, because they've been around much longer than us, and I'm sure their fan base changes, and, you know, they're just interested in knowing, but a lot of us mega fans tell them what we want anyway, so.
Yeah. We're like, hey, man, oh, you need to do this one.
Exactly. So,
or it's like when he did the shout out for the international episode, I was like, Oregon's not part of the United States, right? I can join this.
Exactly.
Or when I crashed the episode with Scotty Grill or Gil, whatever his last name is. Sorry, Scotty, if you're listening. But yeah, just so I can show off my penis tumbler because Jack didn't have his. That was so funny. And then, so then Jack told me that doesn't count as me having towards my number of being on the show. I was like, oh, that's some bullshit.
Right? Because you were
on. I was on it. It was like, 5 minutes, but I was on it.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's whatever.
Exactly. But yes, check Tales from the Crawl Space out. You will not regret it.
No.
For sure.
And they have got the backlog of episodes.
I was about to say, start from the beginning's good too. We love it.
Too, you will definitely notice the difference. Yeah, Brad's not there at the very beginning.
That's just like with Pestrogen or any podcast. Actually, I've started going back through Coast to Coast and Beauties and Beasties and stuff, and it's like adorable to hear the beginnings of podcasts because they're like they have like, oh, sorry, we had sound issues or whatever, and it's like, oh, you guys are so cute.
Or you can even just tell in their like their voice changes.
Yep.
Like I listened to a podcast that's been going on since like I think it's like 2017. It's called Crime Junkies, and hearing their like old ones, like both the girls are like very high pitched voice. You can tell that they're like sure of themselves, but not completely sure.
Yeah.
And then like now they're just like, yeah, what's up, girl? How you doing? Blah 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 blah. But it's that's like awesome. It's fun hearing stuff like that. And you can even like the old episodes of TFTC, you can even hear the difference in Jack because he's been there for all of it. That was his baby.
Yeah. Yep.
His co-host has just changed, but. Yeah, so obviously the other one is not Brad. His voice didn't change that much. But you can even, like I said, you can hear like the confidence in Jack go from like kind of minimal. I mean, Jack's always a very confident guy, but like to just like, he just don't give a shit no more. He'll just say whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah. I've listened to every TFTC episode at least 3 times because I'm weird. But
you gotta remember it all.
Exactly. But I promise you won't regret it.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff.
Yep.
I found a freaking Firebelly newt today. Now it wasn't by any kind of water, so that kind of weirded me out, but At the location that I found it, I always have lizards or salamanders or something of some sort there. So anytime I check stations, I like lift them straight up and move them towards me instead of sliding them. So I don't accidentally like roll one underneath it. So I picked this one up and moved it. And there he was, just a little guy. He's probably like this big, a few inches long. And he's not moving. Like, he didn't move anywhere, which was really odd to me because it was like 80 degrees out there. I'm going, why are we not moving?
Oh, so yeah.
I serviced my station, left it sitting off to the side a little bit, and then just reached down and snatched him up, and then just held him in my gloved hand, and he's just like, what's going on? So then I moved him to different bushes because I had to treat the house. I didn't want it, you know, hurting him, especially being, you know, soft-skinned.
Right.
And then I poured a little bit of water, like, in front of him because, like, he felt really dry, even through my glove. Like, his skin was dry. Like, I didn't even have, like, a wet residue on my glove. And I'm like, So I poured a little bit of water next to him, put the water bottle away after I took a drink of it, too. Looked back and he was like gone. Like he had played in the water and was gone. I'm like, okay, sweet. Yay.
Revived.
I love finding lizards and even snakes. Like,
yeah.
I don't have any poisonous, toxic, venomous, whatever. Yeah, venomous. Ones here. So, like, all we have is like gardener snakes. I mean, we do like a little bit further east. Well, we have like timber rattlers, but I have yet to actually see one. So. Cross my fingers that right. Brandon finds those and not me.
Right.
So anytime like I find one, it's a gardener snake. I don't care. I'm just like, yoink.
Yeah.
But I love fighting them because it's just like, it's pest control.
Right.
It's just, you know, whether if it's going to be rodents or insects.
Exactly.
Oh, at that place that I was at when we first got it, we got originally called out for carpenter ants because people had just bought it. They were redoing the inside and like carpenter ants were just pouring in. So Brandon got that taken care of. And then the woman was like, hey, I think there's bats that are like in our siding and they have like cedar siding. So we found them and we found like what we could see is like it had just barely come off. Like it just warped up a little bit. So they were sliding right in. Cause we just have the little brown bats here. And, so I found like what I saw was like three or four. So we're trying to get them out and, you know, not trying to hurt them. We just didn't want them there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like using like a little shim to like try to get up next to them and then just kind of boop, boop, boop. Well, they're not moving. So Brandon looks dead at the lady's camera because they're not there. Says, I'm about to smoke on your property and I'm very, very sorry. I will not leave my cigarette butt here. So he goes and grabs a cigarette. Takes a drag of it, doesn't, like, inhale it, but just keeps that, like, smoke thick and blew it up into the void where they were. And, like, 12 of them came rushing out. Oh. It was the coolest thing. And I really wish I would have gotten a video of it.
Yeah.
It was so fucking cool. Because it's, like, that, like, typical, like, when you think of, like, you know, bats attacking you, where they just, like, fly around. That's what they did. But, I mean, they didn't, like, come at us, but they just, phew, and, like, you know, screaming their little kitten screams.
Yeah.
It was so cute, though. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. Ooh. And that was, like, years ago when I was still on the fence on if I wanted to do this or not. And I'm just like, fuck yeah, I'm doing this. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is too much fun to
right?
let it go. Yep. I get that. Oh, yeah. This week for me has been eye-opening because one of the gentlemen I've had the pleasure of working with is 75 years old.
Damn.
Yeah. And dude is still like getting it.
That's awesome.
He's carrying the B&Gs, doing, you know, but obviously he was making sure that I'm ready to go out, but I have experience. So pretty much it's just like,
yeah, they're just like showing you like the trio way.
Their way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's really not many discrepancies or anything, you know. So, but just having that amount of wisdom around you is pretty cool. And just asking, like, because he's worked at bigger box places for long periods of time. So he also gets me in that way where, like, I'll be like, yeah. You know, this, that, or the other. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, I did that for so-and-so years. It's like, oh, that's so cool. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And
that's so cool.
Yeah. Today we did a couple commercial stuff, but it was different accounts of commercial stuff than I've done. So that was cool. I mean, still same genre of, like, restaurant and manufacturer, but it's just different ones that I've never seen before. So Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, you can like throw your expertise from the last, what, year and a half of you doing just strictly commercial and like mm-hmm. big commercial accounts too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, you were with a big box and usually the big ones go to them anyways. Right. Because they can afford to give them like $20 services.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So I think that'll be really cool. Like, it's going to be a huge asset to Trio for your knowledge as well. Because mm-hmm. you're going to have knowledge on things that even these guys that have been in it for 30-something years and more
mm-hmm.
don't have the knowledge on or the experience on doing that. You know, you can get to one of these, you know, warehouses or something, and they're all going, I don't know what to do. And you can be like, ooh, I know.
Yeah. And I'm currently working on trying to lose weight and get stronger and stuff. So, like, I'm in the mindset of, like, y'all put me to work. Put me on that termite job. Put me on that bed bug heat treat. Make me carry all the shit. Like,
I forgot you get to learn all of that now. Yeah.
I saw so much termite stuff in this first week.
That's awesome.
So much. At some point, probably it's this weekend, I'll post pictures of stuff that I saw throughout the week. And there was one that Brad and I went to where the garage wall on the inside was just mud tubes all the way up.
Oh, geez.
Like, they had a contractor come in and knock down part of that drywall so we could see the whole inside of the wall. It was so cool. I hadn't seen live termite stuff yet.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, I keep thinking to myself, like, oh, I hope they put me to work because I'm looking to lose some weight here. get fit, you know. But yeah.
I totally forgot that you get to do termites and stuff now too.
Yeah.
And the bed bug heat treatments and
yeah.
I know that's going to be some heavy shit you got to lug around.
Yes. And that's that's when I want them to put me to work because, yeah, you know.
Well, there you go. Start going to the gym and buff them arms up.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. A winter of a big box commercial done got me chunky because I was eating fast food a lot and just, I mean, it was still a lot of walking, but
yeah,
not much like heavy lifting or anything. So
yeah, and then it gets to like the point where you can just kind of like not really slow walk, but you have like no oomph to your walk.
Yeah.
So you're not raising your heart rate, you're not sweating, especially in the winter, you know.
Yeah.
You're not working out, you're just kind of maybe burning off the calories that you mm-hmm. ate for lunch, maybe.
Yeah.
So you're either staying right there, or if you're burning less calories than you took in, you're going up.
That's how you get.
That has been my problem. I have snacked way too much on freaking those goddamn cheddar jalapeno Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a bag in my car right now.
Dude, that's jam.
Those things are so good.
So good, yes.
And I'm like, I will admit, I am a wuss when it comes to hot food.
Yeah. But this is like jalapeno pepper flavored.
Yeah, they're good though.
Yes, they taste like peppers, not like the Takis, like fake spicy crap. Yeah.
God, Jude eats Takis. He'll eat one of those Fuego size bags in a sitting. And I'm like, for one, that's just too many chips. Knock it off. And for two, how do you do it? But he downs the water with them. Like, he'll drink like 4 or 5 bottles of water with it.
Yeah.
So I told him, because he always opens up the bag and then sticks it in like a Ziploc bag. So I told him, you know, continue to do that. I said, but you get one bottle of water. Once that water's gone, no more Takis.
Snap. Yeah.
It has made it where he won't sit and eat a whole goddamn bag. All of his wrestling buddies were so pissed off at him towards the end of the year because they're having a hard time holding their weight, you know, mm-hmm. maintaining. And, you know, so like they're making sure they're not going to fast food for lunch. And he's just stuffing his face because he needed to gain weight after being sick and losing so much. Like the minimum weight was 106 and he was 96. I mean, he was still able to wrestle, but that made it where literally everybody weighed more than him.
Mm-hmm.
Which didn't really matter because he can still throw everybody around anyways. Hell, he lifts me up. and it freaks me out. I'm like, stop. Hell, I do it when Brandon lifts me up. I'm like, God damn it, stop it.
Right.
Always have. Didn't matter even when we first started dating and I was way smaller than I am now. I'm like, don't lift me up. It's crazy. Yep.
We stay on the ground here.
Yeah. My feet like to be on the ground. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Unless I'm climbing because I'm short.
Yes.
I do that. I do that. But I think my biggest thing with this whole journey has been the fact that Indianapolis roads are unreal. Okay? Like, what? It's awful. There's so much construction. There's so many weird things going on. Then the GPS is, like, wrong because it's not synced up with what the construction is doing. So
fun.
Yeah, I had my ride along with me, and he's like, hey, just keep going straight. I know the GPS is telling you to veer off here, but it's wrong. It hasn't updated, so, you know, that'll take you the wrong way. And I'm thinking, like, when I'm doing this by myself, this is gonna suck. I'm just going to take 15 minutes extra to get to everywhere.
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember when we were there in October, that shit was crazy. I was so happy Jack was driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. Nope. Yep. Like, I'm not doing this.
Like, if this were a decade ago me, like a new driver or something, it'd be bad news. Thank God I have a lot of experience driving and, like, my commutes to Fort Wayne and stuff. But, like, Fort Wayne is such a, what's the word? Like, a tame city compared to Indianapolis or where I'm from, Dayton, Ohio. You know, like, those are, Indianapolis and Dayton, Ohio are, like, real cities. Like, Fort Wayne's, like, a pretend city. I don't know. Like, there's some parts of it that are crazy, but not like that, man.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
I know. See, like, I grew up, like, I learned to drive in, like, real city traffic, because I learned to drive in Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Olympia to the south of me, and then Seattle to the north. I mean, you got on a freeway, it was some goddamn traffic. God damn it, cat, go away. He's bumping my table. But, so I grew up in that, so it was, like, city traffic has never been a thing for me, like, whatever. And then, same with Brandon, he pretty much learned how to drive in, like, Portland. So, it was nothing for us, but now that we live in a small town where traffic is, like, 10 cars on the road.
Right.
You know, we go into the big cities and we're like, fuck, there's a lot of traffic!
Yep.
It's crazy when we go now, it's like, oh my god. What the hell?
Yeah, detours, construction, people driving like crazy people, you know, like, I just, it's not good.
Yeah, it's insane, and not a fan of it, and that's the other reason I didn't want Kyra to take herself to Portland, because
yeah.
She's taking her and her friend after she gets back from Ohio, like, not the day that she gets back, but the day after. Her and her friend are going to Eugene, which is a smaller city. It's bigger than ours, but it's not Portland-sized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a two-and-a-half-hour drive. So, and then it will be, you know, like, driving I-5, you know, major highway. And so I'm like, please be careful. And she's driven from here all the way to Eugene, you know, the whole trip. Mm-hmm. She's done it. But with me in the car, she's always way more sure of herself when I'm in the car. It won't be me this time. So I'm like, you can do it. You got it.
You got this. Yes. That's awesome. Aw.
So last night, excuse me, I had to do my laundromat that we do for preventative roaches. They've had roaches in the past. The owner of it, like, we do a lot of his stuff. He was like, absolutely not again. Never again. Cool. So we do, like, it's like twice monthly we go and we treat and check a whole bunch of traps and everything. But, and haven't had an issue, thank God. But we go there and they close at 8. Now, the guy that's there is the owner's father. They're a senior and a junior. Mm-hmm. So senior's there. He's always there. And he's cool as shit. Love this guy. He's from California originally, but whatever. That means nothing. He's actually the cool Californian. Mm-hmm. But so he's telling these ladies that are in there, like, he's got a very strict, like, I close at 8, your ass is out of here at 8. Which I don't blame him. He's there for like 12 plus hours a day. I don't blame him.
Right.
And then it also hinders me. I can't do my job if these people are still there. But so it was like 7:55, and he walks out to the laundry or into the laundry room, and he tells him, you know, you got to start getting the stuff out of the dryer. You got to get going. And now he had already given them a free dry because they boo-hoo, poor pitiful me. I'm homeless, which I'm sorry, they were not. You know, can you help us out? And he's like, sure, fine, whatever. Just get shit and go. But so he's trying to tell them, if you take the stuff to the car, I'll take it out of the dryer and throw it in, you know, those laundromat baskets with the wheels and all that. And you can come in and just take it out to your car. It'll just be nice and quick, you know, because I want to go home. I have somebody here waiting to do her job, but she can't do until we're all freaking out of here. And like, at first they were like so cordial about it. They're like, oh my God, you're so sweet. You're so amazing. I'm going to give you the best Google review ever. And then I don't know, fucking flip switched in their brains. And they just like started freaking out on him because like they were talking and not doing anything else. So he was like, come on, get your stuff. Let's go. So they like freaked out on him, started screaming at him. And I'm just going, oh my God, like, what the hell is going on? I'm sitting in the back, like watching him on camera going, and like, I had my phone in my hand. I just texted Brandon. I'm like, oh my God, like watching this is kind of funny, but it's kind of crazy at the same time. Brandon's like, do I need to come back down there? I'm like, no, everything's okay. Cause he had to come bring me my B&G cause I completely forgot it. So yeah, he was like, do I need to come back? And I'm like, no, it's okay. But like watching those people like freak out on him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. So how I know that they weren't homeless, I'm sorry. We have a pretty bad homeless population here. I've never seen a homeless in like a $45,000 freaking Jeep. They drove away in like a brand new Jeep Gladiator, I think it was. I'm going, what?
Like, right? That's a nice like, car than mine.
I'm like, you're not homeless. I'm sorry. You're not homeless.
Yeah. Right.
It was insane. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So then, of course, Brandon had to call and make sure I was okay, because it's not in the best part of town. It is referred to as Methpire for a reason. Oh. Yeah, it's actually Empire area. But yes, literally everybody refers to it as Methpire. And it was right across the street from an old like homeless shelter, but it was like a day use shelter. But it has been since closed down. But it was like literally like kitty corner to it. So there's always crap going on over there, which bled off into the laundromat. I'm just happy that even though he's like a little guy, like, I mean, he's maybe 5 feet tall, maybe a little bit bigger. He's fucking scrappy. I'm like, you go, boy. I'm like, okay.
It's our little people syndrome.
Right. And you would have never guessed that like his son, the junior of the two, is his son minus their looks, because like I said, senior's like, you know, I'll give him 5'2", 5'3" max. And his son is like 6'2", 6'3". Like, wow. Okay.
Right? It's like a generation.
Them genetics are just crazy things sometimes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's gonna be me and my eldest. She's going to tower over me, but
yeah,
that's okay. One other thing that we didn't bring up just yet, and it's kind of surreal to me to be holding it right now. I never thought I would actually be holding
it's William the Merciful.
Isn't this cool?
That's so cool.
But These are our Tony Spengler tumblers. Well, this isn't mine. I stole it from his office.
This one's mine. I actually was going to grab somebody else's just so we both wouldn't have our own. Right. But this is the first one I grabbed. I'm like, ah, whatever.
Yeah, right. But yes, look how fancy they are. And it's not just because it's great to be the king here. But the Tony Spengler tumblers, you can find them at spenglerart.com. They make all kinds of cool, fun stuff.
They do hold up to being dropped. As you can see, mine has lots of scratches on it. But no dings, though. See, it's perfectly smooth all the way around.
Right?
And no dings inside. I have hair on the inside of mine. I have too many animals.
You or I never have the lids on them either, but this one has a lid. This is what it looks like.
Well, I got the straw.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it kept spinning around inside of mine.
But speaking of this man, since I have him displayed here, just on air, I wanted to say a sincere thank you from the bottom of my heart. You really are a merciful guy here. Mwah. My nickname for him is not Merciful. It is Boss Man Bill. Boss Man Bill.
Then you have Boss Man Brad.
And Boss Man Brad, yep. My two B's. That sounds
the BMBs.
But thank you from the depth of my heart. I'm super excited to work for you, and it's been an amazing first week. So
yes, I am. Yep. I want to thank you for getting her the hell out of that situation.
Yeah,
because as soon as she told me, like, I was privy to information prior to majority of everybody. Obviously Brad knew before me, but that's okay. But as soon as she told me, like, I completely saw your demeanor change. Like, everything that you, like, ever spoke about us on here, you texting me, everything was just so much happier. And I'm just like, oh, I love this so fucking much.
Yes.
Like, my Jenny is happy. That's all I ever want.
Yeah. And just the way that he accommodated me and my journey here and just everything, it's so beautiful, humbling, and this is what real leaders do, is they make, they bend and extend a hand to people who really want to work.
Yes, and they lead. There's a big difference between a leader and a boss and a manager. Yes. They're all different.
Absolutely. Yep. Yes. So,
no, he has been awesome in everything that he has done for you to get you there, to get you going.
Yeah. And a special thank you to the Sir Brad Harvey for being my friend here too, because otherwise it would have been, because I really didn't know Bill that well before I actually got here. I was so freaking nervous. I'm like, I know he's a good guy. I have the reference from Brad to prove it, and just the atmosphere here. But Brad has made it very comfortable for me here to have a friend there instead of just being like, hey, I'm here.
And you even got your own desk now.
I do.
How cool is that?
Right? And these are the stuffies for my girls. And then I'm also starting a TikTok that is separate, well, social media platforms that is separate from Pestrogen, called Trio Ladybug. Trio Ladybugs. Yeah, I had to think about it. But my first one will be when I'm putting my little companion in my new truck tomorrow.
That's awesome.
So, yes. Because this, if you've ever seen any of my social media posts before this, this little guy, it was given to me by my hometown best friend, Angie, and it always sits in my dash. So along with that sign, be happy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to post that tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think it's cool that you actually have like a desk, not just, you know, a work area inside of your truck.
Yeah, which is going to help me because I'm still in school. And then For some reason, I've been licensed in Ohio, but I have to retake the 7A in Indiana, and just there's things I need to be studying for college, blah, blah, blah. So it's nice to have a desk here too. Just like I'm recording here, I have the freedom to be able to come utilize a workspace. So that's amazing.
That's going to help you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially just being able to dedicate any amount of time to your schooling.
Yes.
That, you know, you're trying to do to further yourself and help yourself. But when you're working 18 hours a damn day.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Between driving and working and then driving and then trying to get, you know, food in there at any time. And then, you know, to say hi to your children at least once a week.
Yeah, right? That'd be great.
Like, it'd be nice to say hi in person, not over a text or anything.
Yeah. You
know, once in a while.
Exactly. Yeah. And my college, you know. Adults pay for college, and this is the reason I chose this one is because it's a self-paced one. So if I worked really freaking hard, I could get through it quicker. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's where having this time and getting off at a decent hour is going to benefit me greatly.
Yes, I do love it though that I know like after like 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock for me. Mm-hmm. I know that if I message you, I'm not going to be hitting you while you're driving or in the middle of a job. Yeah. You know, obviously you might not answer right away because, well, you got your own family you got to talk to and stuff on the phone, say hi and do that there and eat and go to the gym and whatever else. But I know I'm not going to be bothering you in the middle of a job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm super excited. It's looking up.
And you look pretty in blue.
Thank you. Oh, funny, hilarious story real quick about these shirts. Okay. So
okay.
Before I got here, Bill texts me, says, hey, what size shirt you want? I'm ordering shirts. I said, women's medium should be okay. Sometimes it's a little small and I might need a women's large, whatever. Well, he texts me while I was out on route with Brad or somebody. And he says, hey, your shirts came in. They look a little small, though. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I should have asked you first. Sorry, that's my bad. And I was like, no, you asked. I said women's medium. So I get here, and it's Brad and Bill and me. And Bill comes out of the room with my shirts. And he goes, yeah, see, they look really small. He holds it up. And I swear to God, it looks like a baby doll clothes when he's holding it. Okay. So then Brad holds it and they're like, yeah, this is like way small. And then it comes to me and I hold it up and it's perfect. It's just that they're monsters.
Yeah, they're big dudes holding perfectly fine sized clothing for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Which it is a little, like, I probably should have done the large, but it's okay. It, like, I would have liked longer sleeves or something.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like,
or, like, but, yeah, that, like, little bit of loose in the arm there so you don't feel like you're constantly gripped.
Yeah, but it's all right. But that was hilarious. And in Bill's text, before all that happened, I sent him the GIF emoji of Chris Farley in the coat.
Fat guy in the little coat.
So, yeah, but I like them. They're great.
That's and nice.
I like the blue and the yellow. It's yes, not I white.
Yes, God. I like that he did like a dominant blue with like the yellow writing because it just pops and I love it. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cool looking. Like, all their trucks look amazing. Obviously, your shirt looks amazing.
Yeah. One of the trucks is my absolute favorite. It's a newer Dodge. And this thing is gorgeous. And with that blue and the yellow. And I got to drive it around a bunch. And I told Bill, when the guy driving it retires, I want it. I was like,
dibs!
Just so you know, I'm a Dodge girl.
Seniority doesn't matter here. It's whoever called dibs, okay?
Exactly. Exactly. If it was seniority, I'd die waiting. Especially since one of our guys is 75 and acts like he'll never quit. You know, like,
yeah,
he's going to live forever and he's going to do pest control forever.
Hey, man. If it works for you, it works for you.
Exactly.
I had one more thing. We actually had a story from Jen McIntosh before I forget.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot. Okay. She said, sorry, Jen. I swear to God. We'll get you in here.
Yes.
She said, I once had a customer with a pretty gnarly German roach infestation. She was older, pushing 80 perhaps, extremely hard of hearing, and a massive chain smoker. She kept her small house at approximately 90 degrees year-round while blasting cigarette after cigarette. It was 90 degrees of smoke and roach smell. Oh. If I needed to talk to her, I had to lean down and yell, like really yelling, about 6 inches away from her ear so she could hear me. Half the time it was met with a, what did you say? Imagine an old lady smoker voice at full volume. Ooh. What'd you say?
That was a good one.
I can only go there at the end of my day because the smoke and roach smell would get baked into my skin and clothes like a shitty cake out of an easy bake oven. Oh my god. Going there was like a fever dream. I kind of liked it though. Knowing Jen after having our conversation with her, she liked it because it was helping.
Yes.
That's it. I highly doubt she liked enjoyed any of the smell, especially considering she compared it to an easy bake oven cake, because them things are fucking gross. And they smell horrendous.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
but yeah, that was great. I love Jen. She's just
me
funny.
Too. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful human.
There was one more thing I was going to tell you about. Oh, speaking of really elderly people, I got a call from our local like senior place. Sorry, I had a hair on me. They needed us to go check out this a client of theirs house for a rodent issue. Now she gave me his name and then gave me his representative's name. Not a caregiver, but his representative. Because apparently he is very hard of hearing and trying to talk on a phone is like a no-go. So I call his representative, tell him who I am, why I'm calling, and he's like, oh God, please. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, we can be out there in like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we go, and oh my God, the smell between dog urine and rodent urine and everything else was just, oh. And then he's kind of a semi-hoarder, like not really like a whole lot of garbage hoarding, but just stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. And then they have chewed through from the outside that he's like in a manufactured home, but the skirting is missing off of like, oh, I don't know, 20 feet of it. Okay. So it's like, open invitation.
Right.
But they've chewed through, like, he has like the built-in oven into the wall when it has a cabinet underneath it. And they've come right through there. I mean, like, we open that cabinet and it's like sunlight. It's like,
right.
Oh, okay.
Right?
But so they've gone through, like, they're just hanging out in all the lower cabinets in his kitchen. So he has, like, all this stuff pushed up against the cabinets, so they can't come out, which one of the things was, you know, a roll of paper towels that's now chewed and urine, everything on it. So that was fun. We got to hear him numerous times moving through there as we're searching around. So, yeah, we're going to see if we win the bid on that one. The last time she sent us to a place, it was for roaches. We didn't win the bid on it because, well, we're not cheap. But it is what it is. I'll give her a bid. If she wants it, she'll take it. But
yeah.
It is what it is. But, oh my God, it was like, he had three dogs in there. There wasn't like any dog poop or anything around. It was just, you know, he'd forgotten to take the dogs out. So they'd pissed on the ground. But there was one of them that just would not stop barking. Little tiny chihuahua. It wasn't being aggressive. Like, it bit at my boot, and then it realized that I'm not going to hurt it. It's just like, oh, okay. I'm going to sit over here and bark at you for 30 minutes.
Right.
Like, straight.
That's rough.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Speaking of dogs, though, I know you get anxiety around dogs.
Yes.
Now that you're going residential, you're going to go around them again.
Yes.
So, and that old saying of, you know, dogs can feel your energy is completely legit. Yeah. And I know you know how to be around dogs. I'm not trying to, like, train you on that. No. Just reminding you that if you're like, they're gonna, oh, this person's nervous. I need to be nervous, too.
Thankfully, Mr. Boss Man Bill brings his sweet little Ember to the office every day. So
nice.
And she is a barker, like, every single time she sees you, or if you get close to Dad, she's very protective. And it was funny, Bill the other day was like, girl, I'm a large man with a gun. Why are you so protective? Like, like,
that's her job, man.
Exactly. You can't stop us feisty little ladies that are scrappy.
Yeah. Scrappy ladies.
Scrappy. But I get that time with her every day now. So that's pretty cool, because I come to the office every day to get paperwork or whatever, so
yeah
and she barks, and it does give me a little bit of anxiety at first.
Mm-hmm.
But I get over it, because I know it's Bill's protective dog. So
yeah, that's how Honey is. She barks at anybody that's around me. The whole time her tail's just doing this number, just back and forth and back, and I'm like, can you stop hitting me with your broomstick, please?
That's adorable. What are we doing next week? We don't even know. Well,
should we try doing the pest isn't your problem?
That, unless we decide a guest or forget we told somebody. I don't think
we've told anybody.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. It'll be a surprise to everybody, probably including us.
Yeah, exactly.
It is what it is.
Thanks for hanging out with us for our Oops, We Forgot and all our bullshit and kind of life updates, more like.
Yeah.
Just what's going on. Life updates in many ways with Rodney and Candace and just all the things.
And then you finally got to announce that you
finally
got to quit Big Box, and now you're a trio lady.
Yes, that I got
the first female trio lady.
Yes, lady technician. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I popped Bill's lady tech cherry. So you're welcome.
Oh God. Oh, that's great. Oh shit.
I won't let you regret it. Good times.
Oh, good God, Jenny, I love you.
I'm weird, okay? I get to be Brad's most annoying employee.
That's always the fun part, though. I'm the most annoying employee, too.
Exactly. Somebody's got to be here to do it.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly. But I will make us some money, so...
Mm-hmm. So I told Brad, get to selling so Jenny can get to work. Let's go, bro. He was like, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Does he still use one of our family pest control pens?
I don't know. I'll have to get on it. I might have taken it out of this mug to drink out of it.
Well, because I know we originally sent him one, and he said that anytime he went to sell something just as a tech, he would use that pen, and he would always sign him. He had like a perfect score for it.
Yeah.
And then he lost the pen. So when we showed up in October, we gave him like 3 or 4 new ones. Like, here you go.
That's awesome. I need one now.
Okay.
So
I'll have to send you one. Or if he has extras, steal one of his, and then I'll just send the whole office some.
Where's my purse go? Your family pest control key chain is still holding my purse together.
Nice. Happy to be of service.
Yes. See, you guys are fixing things.
I had my there it is. Here, give me 1 second and I will go grab mine, because it has my my bait station key on it.
Yes.
Ugh. There we go. That one?
Yeah. That one. Yes.
Yes, it's got my 4-way key on it.
I love it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, this is after they made that like one really cheapy plastic one that everyone was saying was just like snap. Sorry about the camera shake. These ones, I can't remember the company that did them. I'll have to look it up again, but they're like plastic and resin. Mm-hmm. But I have not had any problem with bending or anything. And I like, this is the key that I use all day long.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're great. They were like 15. They were like $15 for it. Nice. And it's handy.
Right.
And it has a little area in there for the key ring and everything. So I was like, hell yeah, I'm just going to hang it off of that.
Right. There you go. All right. Well, thank you folks for joining us for Pestrogen Podcast. I think that's about it.
Yeah. We updated enough of our life and did random babbling.
Yes. Stay cute, stay hydrated, and
go out and kick some ass.
Bye.
Bye.